Yes. Looking fine. Good. Thank you. Vivek Chudamani, Shloka 540. Digambaro va pichasambaro va Twagambaro va pichidambarasthaha Unmatta vadva pichabala vadva Pishacha vadva picharatyavanyam. So the teacher, he continues with his parting advice, blessings, ashirvadam, whatever we can call. That started from shloka 520. And as we saw, we'll go up to 575. And in this shloka, shloka 540, he says, the jnanam, knowledge, is not attached even to the type of dress that he wears. The jnani, whomsoever is the jnani. So, digambaro vapi, he may move with or without dress. That is the 10 quarters, all the various directions, you know, the 8 directions, the 4 main directions, the 4 inner directions, and also top and bottom, all the 10 quarters, they alone are his dress. Dig means the directions, the various directions, which means he is totally an avaduta. Avaduta means without any dress. Or he may choose to be sambaro. Sambaro means sambaro. He may wear a dress also, ambaram. Maybe even, he can wear even a luxurious dress. Not because he went after them, but somebody, you know, they might want to donate a very nice dress to him. And he just uses it. As far as he is concerned, whether it's a silk dress or a torn cloth, doesn't matter. Sambaraha. Sambaraha means with dress. Or thwagambaraha. Thwag means skin. For example, either the skin of a deer or a tiger, it may be a dead animal. Somebody would have got the skin and given it to him. Lord Shiva, you know, he is supposed to be the person who is Gaja Charmambaraha. Gaja Charma. He is one of the names of Lord Shiva. Because he killed Gajasura. And he used the skin of the elephant as his dress. So he is called Gaja Chidambaraha. Gaja Charmambaraha. The one who wears the charma, the skin of Gaja, the elephant. Therefore, he may choose to wear the skin of any animal. Not by killing them. A dead animal, if it is available, perhaps somebody might have given it for him. He might have made it. He does not care. He is not bothered about how the dress looks upon his body or how he looks with the dress, any of them. He never looks at it also. Standing in front of the mirror, seeing the front, back, side, all those things he doesn't do. Therefore, all these he does not care at all because his mind is preoccupied with only one thing, which is much higher than any of these. And because of that higher preoccupation, these things are irrelevant things for him. And where is his mind dwelling then? Chidambarastaha. Chidambaraha means what? Parambrahma. Chidambaraha, it means the space-like consciousness. Chit. Chit means chaitanyam. Ambaraha means space. So Chidambaraha is consciousness which is all-pervading like the space. Sarvagata chaitanyam. Chidakashaha ityartaha. In that Chidambaraha, the Chid Brahma Chaitanyam Staha, he ever dwells, he ever remains in that. So Chidambaraha, it can actually refer to Lord Nataraja also, because Lord Nataraja and Chidambaram, both are okay. But Nataraja is still a Saguna Ishvara. Because we are now in Vedanta, we cannot just only understand it just as another similar word. Nataraja still is a Saguna Ishvara, whereas this person has transcended the Saguna aspect. Therefore, it can be taken as Nirgunam Brahma only. In fact, Akasha is the Saguna Ishvara, which is the closest to Nirgunam Brahma. compared to all the five elements. If you take other five, four elements, you know, earth, water, air and all that thing, Akasha is it's a Saguna Ishwara, Akasha Tattvam, but it is closest to Nirgunam Brahma, all pervading and all that, you know, we have seen so many times what they are. So Chidambara is the glorious thing because it trains our mind to conceive the formless God, the Brahman. Therefore, Chidambarastaha, that means Brahmanishtaha, the one who becomes Brahmanishtaha. And with this in mind, he moves about. And how does he move about? Various examples are given in the shloka. Unmattavat means Unmatta is a mad person, like a mad cat. He moves all around. Why should Jnani be compared to a mad person of all the people? Mad person, who is a mad person? Mad person is one who is happy without any external reasons. He often smiles with himself. So, causeless happiness is the indication of madness. Causeless happiness is the indication of the highest wisdom also, because a jnani requires only himself or for to be happy. He doesn't need anything else. Atma kridaha, atma ratihi, atma mithunaha, atma anandaha, without requiring any companionship. Atmanyeva atmana tushtaha. He doesn't need a television, doesn't need all Walkman and all that. He is happy. Jnani can face himself because ananda swarupaha aham. He knows that. Therefore, unmattavathe. In Bhajagovindam also Shankaracharya says, Ramate balonmattavati eva, bala unmattavati. The second example is balavati. Balavati means a jnani is like a balaha. Jnani enjoys a mind which is innocent. The child's mind is innocent, which does not know any manipulation. It doesn't do any double dealing on any of those. Does not have raga, dvesha, which is happy with very simple things. Simple toys will make a child happy. Then the third example is Pishachavat. Pishacha means a ghost. A ghost appears anywhere suddenly and disappears from that place also suddenly. That's what a ghost does, because it has got the capacity to, the ability to appear and disappear. And similarly, the jnani also, he is a paramahamsa parivrajakacharya. So, he does not have one place to stay permanently. He goes from one place to another place, parivrajaka. And that too, not with a big agenda or anything he is moving. He does not have any agenda at all. Therefore, yatheshta charaha, the one who just moves about wherever he feels like going, he goes. And however long he wants to go, however long he wants to stay, he stays. Whenever he wants to quit, he just quits also. Because there is no calculated activity, planned activity in his mind. So, Pishachavate, like a ghost. All these are all examples should be taken only in the positive aspect. One should not say, oh, Pishacha means the ghost does so many other things, the jnani also does any of those. No. Negative things all should be, it's only, the example has to be taken only for the purpose for which it is intended. So, in the positive aspect. And in this manner, avanyam charati, the jnani moves about in the entire world. Avani means the entire world, he moves about. But remember, whoever moves like that is not a jnani. You cannot generalize like that. For example, a lawyer wears a black coat, that's fine. Whoever wears a black coat or a white coat does not become a lawyer or a doctor. So, we should understand. That is why Arjuna asked the question, how can we detect a jnani? Chitta prajnasya ka bhasha? So, he asked all those questions in the second chapter. So, here it is said that jnani does not have an agenda. He doesn't have a program. He doesn't have an itinerary. Then, from that can you say, whoever has got an itinerary is an ajnani? That also we should be careful. Then what makes a jnani? There is only one thing that makes a jnani. And what is that? That is jnanam, period. Nothing else. And whether I have jnanam or not, who, nobody in the world will know. Who knows? I would only know whether I am one or not. So these are all some kind of a clue for us to perhaps infer. Not conclusive proofs. We have to only try to infer and try to understand. Shloka 541. Kamani kamarupi sanna charatyeka charo munihi swatmanaiva sada tushtaha swayam sarvatmanasthitaha. So this is a line borrowed from the Taittiriya Upanishad. So in the towards the end, in the Bhrigavalli, the third canto chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad, first is the Sikshavalli, second one is Brahmanandavalli, third one is Bhrigavalli. Towards the end, kamani kamarupi kamarupyanu sancharan etat samagayan naste. Very popular section, Taittiriya Upanishad, the Bhrigavalli. So this particular same usage is there. So actually Acharya borrows that usage from Taittiriya Upanishad. Kamani, kamani, long, dirgam. Kamani means eating whatever food is available through bhiksha. Kamataha annam asti iti kamani. Yadruccha labasantushtaha ityartaha. Whatever comes, living on bhiksha. And he is not bound by any bhiksha rules also. Again, vividisha sannyasa and vidvat sannyasa. We have already seen this earlier. The difference between both of them. As a vividisha sannyasi, ahara niyamas, there are rules. They are very important. After jnanam, even ahara niyamas, even those rules, they are behind him. He can choose to follow or he may not follow. Similarly, kama rupi. So physically also, he has any form of appearance. There is no rule. All these kashaya vastra, these saffron robes, all those, they are not compulsory for this jnani. He may be in white dress. A jnani could be a grahastha. He could be in white dress. He can be in any dress. He may be in kashaya vastram, or he may not. He may have no vastram also, as we saw earlier, Digambara. So we have seen Digambaraha, Swetambaraha. In Jain, actually, there are two types. One is Swetambara and another is Digambara. That is this Twagambara also, Twag, skin. Similarly, what should be done with the hair? In Vividisha Sannyasa, there are rules. Either he should not shave his hair, head, or he should shave it totally. This partial shaving, Shastra does not allow for him. Either total shaving or not shaving. And if a person chooses to shave also, then there are rules. What should be the frequency? All these are all said in Shastras. And the frequency is that the Rutukshavaram, you know, every 2 months, they have got all this, you know, for the Diksha Purnima and all for these Acharyas and all those things, they come. Once in 2 months, this Rutukshavaram in Vividisha Sannyasa. But for a Vidvat Sannyasi, even those rules are not there. So, Kama Rupaha, that means appearance, Rupam. He can appear as he likes. So, Kamani Sannam, Kama Rupi Sannam, Charati. Samscharati, Samscharati, that word should be split as San Charati. And San should go to Kamani San, Kama Rupi San, Charati. He moves. In this fashion, in this manner, he moves. And according to Shastra, a sannyasi moves alone. Ekacharaha. The group is not allowed. Not even 2 people are allowed. Because if 2 people constantly travel together, then what will happen? Attachment between them will come. Therefore, he has to move alone. Ultimately, we are born alone. And as we grow old, our life also will become lonely. As an elderly person, even a child will not want to come near you because they will think the grandfather or the great-grandfather is boring man. So they will go away from you. Many people, including children, they do not understand our feeling. And one of the spices die, for example, making the other spouse still lonely. And once that stage comes, a person can feel every second as a yuga. to move every second. It will be, actually, I have seen very old people, including my own father. Night, so many times he will get up, look at the watch, look at the clock. What is the time? Each time you will say, oh, it is this much and that much, and take water, whatever. Life will go like that. If the mind is used to intimate companionship, then that addiction could be so bad that when one spouse dies or goes away, the other feels that life is a shunyam. How to avoid all these? One has to practice loneliness even when people are there. So that even when Yamadharma Raja comes one day, removes him, one will not feel the difference. So Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya, that Dharma is learning to be alone. So Swami Chinmayananda, he says very nicely, alone to the alone. All alone is life. Because your intimate feeling and pain, nobody in the world can know. And with regard to that, we are bound to be lonely only. So loneliness should become a state of happiness. So ekacharaha, move about alone. Munihi means this Vidvat Sannyasi, or as a Vidvat Sannyasi, may you move about. When I do not have anyone to share, how can I face that loneliness? Shankaracharya says, Atmana evam sada tushtaha. Learn to be happy with yourselves. Do not seek companionship all the time. Learn to be alone. So, swatmana eva sada tushtaha. All the time happy. Swayam. Swayam means by himself, by oneself. Sarvatmana sthitaha. Remaining under all conditions, under all circumstances. Sarvatmana sthitaha. Healthy or sick, whether the society, inside the society or outside the society, under all circumstances, one should be able to be happy all the time. These are all very easily said. How to practice them and all? It can be a long time practice, but at least one has to try to train the mind and then try to think of all these things. Meditation should be geared about doing how to practice all these things also. Shloka 542. Kvachin mudo vidvane, kvachid api maharaja vibhavaha, kvachid bhranta saumyaha, kvachid ajagara chara kalitaha, kvachid patri bhutaha, kvachid avamata kvapya viditaha, charatyevam prajnaha, satata paramananda sukhinaha. Jnani does not care for external conditions and is not bound by any rules. He says Vidwan. Vidwan here means Vidvat Sannyasi. Not that a Jnani has to be necessarily a Sannyasi. We have to remember all these things. Because here these slokas, they assume that this Jnani is the Sannyasi. Kvachit Mudaha. In some places he moves about as an ignorant person, mudaha, jadavatu acharati. He does not exhibit his wisdom or glory or any of those things. And often he is surrounded by the people who do not know his glory also. And so he moves about as an ordinary, ignorant member of the society, mudaha. And in fact, he enjoys to move with the samsaris. Whereas Kvachidapi, in some places, they have understood he is a rarest Mahatma. And the very association with him will give moksha, some people believe. So satsangatve, even 1 minute of association, Mahapurusha Samshrayaha, it's a great blessing they think. They welcome him. They give Purna Kumbham to him. They maybe take him in a procession on an elephant. Or make an elephant to put a garland on him. They do big Padabuja to him, all that. And Maharaja Vibhavaha. Treat him like a Maharaja. Actually, in Sringeri Sampradaya, during Navaratri, Sharad Navaratri Utsava, the Shankaracharya is seen as the Raja himself. He wears kingly dresses, huge kiritam, huge simhasanam, throne. He is sitting here. For him, he doesn't care. But he has to sit and all that as a Raja. People, the devotees would like to see him like that. Kvachidapi Maharaja Vibhavaha. With all the paraphernalia of an emperor. He is not carried away by them also. And next day, Karatala Bhiksha. Previous day like a Maharaja. Next day, Karatala Bhiksha Tarutala Vasana. So on the street he does not care whether he is on the having bhiksha. You know, there was a Swamiji in Kashi called Karapatri Swami. He goes to bhiksha with his hands like that, and whatever falls on that alone he takes for the day, and that's it. So he doesn't care. He is not elated by all that puja and worship also. Kvachit Brantaha. In some places he moves about seeking bhiksha. So Brantaha. The Brantaha, the commentators, they give different meaning. Swamiji actually, he gives this meaning. Brantaha, that means is a mad cap, a person who is a mad person. Brahm means to roam about. So Brahmanam or Brantaha means he moves about. He doesn't take him as a mad person. A person who moves about for places for bhiksha. There are rules are there for taking bhiksha. He has to go to only 5 houses to get bhiksha. And all the 5 houses, for example, they deny. Then they say nothing. Then he can then go to 2 more places. He can ask. So if all the 7 houses also they deny, then what is he supposed to do? Anyway, he does not have any special ekadasi. All those pratams are not there for him because he is beyond all those pratams which are compulsory for a grahastha. So he will consider that day also as another day, and that's it. But Vidvat Sannyasi does not have Ekadasi, Dwadasi, Pradosham, Shivaratri, all those Upavasas are not there. So those rules are not there for him. So whenever bhiksha is not there, he takes it as Bhagavan's decision. That is the Lord's will today. And this lifestyle is called Madhukara Vrittihi. Madhukara means honeybee, honeymaker. You know, in this country, in this usage, they say they make money. You know, I made lot of money. It's Madhukaraha means it made lot of honey. Madhukaraha. And Madhukara Vritti means honeybee lifestyle. The lifestyle of a honeybee. And what does a honeybee do? It collects honey. Not all honey from the same flower, one flower. A little each from each of the flowers. Similarly, he does not get the whole bhiksha from only one house. Otherwise, what will happen? He may note that in this house, food is very good. This house, sambar is good. All those things. So, he may get slowly attached to those food. Not only that, according to Shastra, he should not have several vessels also. For example, these days we have got plates with 4 compartments, 5 compartments, sweet in 1 compartment, karam in 1, payasam in 1, all this pickled and all avaka in 1. No. All of them dumped in 1 kamandalu. Sweet, sour, hot, bitter, everything. The idea is what? The tongue should not be nourished too much. Or if it is Karatala Bhiksha, there is no question of several compartments or vessels, everything in the hand only. So this is the Madhukara Vritti, collecting Bhiksha from several houses. Or there is another type of lifestyle that is called Ajagara Vrittihi. Ajagaraha means a python. It will not go from place to place seeking bhiksha. Because it's a python. Then what does it do? It keeps the mouth wide open. And any small mouse or rat or something, when it moves, it thinks that this is a very nice hole where it could be safe or it could find something inside. So it goes inside and the python closes his mouth. In the same way, here also, this jnani does not move from house to house. He remains in one place. If any devotee comes and offers bhiksha, he takes. Otherwise, no bhiksha for him for that day. He closes the mouth in the night and just sleeps, like the python. So, let Bhagavan decide how long I should live. Prarabdhaya samarpitam. So, in fact, more difficult vritti it is. This is Ajagara vritti. So, all those things, they worked in those days because the society always looked for Mahatmas. Because satsanga is a compulsory duty for a grahastha to be associated with Mahapurushas, to have good company. So they went after them, they looked after them. Because only when he follows satsanga, he will come to know that he can be happy without any possessions. Otherwise, for example, our children, they cannot imagine, for example, a lifestyle without any TV at all. Because right from birth, they have seen TV. For us, it is okay. Maybe some of us, at least I have not seen TV up to a certain point in my life. It is okay. TV came later in our lives. Similarly, living in the house with wife and children, we cannot imagine a life without those people around. So to train the mind, how to see some people who do not have relations, who do not have bank balances, whose future is not very sure at all, whether tomorrow's bhiksha will come at all or not for this sannyasi. When the confidence that when one can live like that, when that confidence we can gain. Therefore, since society seeks Mahatma, if one Mahatma chooses to be under a tree, the society will seek him, will feed him, and therefore it worked those days. Therefore, Ajagara Vritti and Madhukara Vritti, this Brantaha, that indicates actually here Madhukara Vritti and Ajagara Chara Kalitaha, Chara Kalitaha, that refers to Ajagara Vrittihi. Acharaha means Vritti. Vrittihi is livelihood. So Ajagara Acharya, Python livelihood, and Kalitaha. Kalitaha means resorting to, taking to. So Python is called Ajagaraha because it can swallow an Aja. Aja means a goat. A goat, full goat, it can swallow with all its bones, tail, everything. It can swallow and just digest the entire thing with its bones. It seems a python can digest all of them, even nails and bones. Bhagavan has given such a powerful digestive system for that. Then, kvachit patri bhutaha. In some places, he is honored. He is respected. Patri bhutaha means he becomes a patram of puja. Puja patri bhutaha. Puja vishaya bhogya. Puja pujyaha bhavati. Pujyaha. Because all people around him, they have got value for moksha. Whereas every place sannyasa is not valued, there are many people who are allergic to sannyasis also. Especially the materialistic people, they cannot see a sannyasi at all. They think a sannyasi is a lazy person. Everybody has to work for a living. Whereas these guys are trying to have easy living. Therefore, kvachit avamataha. In other places, he is not respected. They do not even look at him. Or they may even positively insult him or criticize him, saying that such sannyasas are a burden to society. They are a symbol of laziness, because a person should be productive in this society. He must work hard. So, kvachit avamataha, that means disrespect. And kvapya viditaha, whereas in some other places, he is neither respected nor disrespected, or he is ignored. Even his presence is not recognized at all. So, avidataha means he is treated with udasina bhavaha. Neither disrespect nor respect, but complete neglect, ignored. So, evam prajnyaha satatam charati. In this way, evam a jnani prajnyaha moves about in this world. But whatever happens, the society may sympathize with him even. But as far as he is concerned, he does not want to fend or defend himself. He does not want to defend his Atma Jnanam or his Sannyasa Ashrama. He does not want to prove that he has taken to the right choice of decision, action to become a sannyasi. He will not criticize anyone also for that, because he knows that everybody will have to come to Vedanta one time or the other. A few knocks, as Swamiji says, a few knocks here and there from Prarabdha, or a possible death of a nearest or dearest one in the family. One or two such hits is enough. Then he will start, what is life, why I am born, why I should live, why Bhagavan created this entire creation like this, Why me? Suddenly they will think, start talking about all Vedantic things, and they will start seeing the entire Swamiji, the entire clan of Swamijis and Acharyas and Gurus, they go after all of them. Therefore, Satata Parama Ananda Sukitaha. He is happy with himself all the time, without any expectation. 543. Nirdhanobi Sata Tushtaha Apya Sahayo Mahabalaha Nitya Triptopya Punjanaha Apya Samas Samadarshanaha. It's a simple shloka only. We can understand, many of them are common terms. Nirdhanaha api. Dhanam means wealth. If he is the poorest person, nirdhanaha, in the world, because he does not possess anything. But what is the surprising fact? He seems to violate the law which the world considers as the universal law. What is that? According to the world, happiness is directly proportional to one's possessions. Most people believe that. They run after money only because of this law. Whereas this law is violated in this unique case of a jnani. And what is that? Nirdhanaha. This person is the poorest one without any wealth. But what do we find? Sada tushtaha. So it gives a big jolt to the thinking person. He thinks this jnani is comfortable, secure, happy. Because atmaneva atmana tushtaha. He feels, he revels in himself. He has got the greatest wealth in the world, which can purchase the infinite. Jnanadhanam, vidyadhanam, sarvadhanat pradhanam. That is the highest. And dhanam, which can be freely distributed to everyone. The more he distributes this jnanam, it only increases. It never decreases. That is why in Taittiriya Upanishad, it is present in the form of wealth. Dravinagumsa varchasam sumedha amritokshitaha iti trishankor vedhanu vachanam. So jnanam is dravinam. It's the greatest, it's an inner wealth. Even though he does not have other wealth, he is rich in his mind because of this inner wealth. So sada tushtaha. Actually in Tarkashastra, it is called vyabhicharaha for the vyapti. So, violation of the universally taken for granted rule, that is violated when we see such jnani, such people. And he has no, manpower around with him. He does not have any man, see, sahayaha means, sahaya means assistance or help. Asahayaha means he does not have any manpower or any help around to climb as his own friends, as relatives. They are all supposed to give him moral support, inner strength, security. So that sahaya he doesn't have. Asahayaha. This is another law. The more the friends and relatives one has, the more secure I think I will get. I will feel that way. I will feel more secure. And that universal law also is violated. This jnani does not have any relationship. No wife, no husband, no children, no brothers, no friends, no sisters, no companions. And what is his condition? Mahabalaha. He seems to be the most secure person, strongest person. Because there is no anxiety in him. No concern about who will look after me tomorrow. No such concerns. Abunjanaha api nitya triptaha. He does not have any conventional sense pleasures at all. No special dress. Every time kavi, that is kashaya vastram. No special enjoyment. Therefore, abunjanaha means bhogarahitaha. So, indriya bhogarahitaha api. He has no sensual, all kinds of sense pleasures. But still nitya triptaha. He does not miss any of the so-called sense pleasures at all. He is ever contented. And from where does this tripti, this contentment comes? Again, from jnanam. So, the very same jnanam gives contentment also. And the last portion, அசமஹ சமதர்ஷனஹ, சமதர்ஷனஹ அப்பி அசமஹ. தட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ தட் ஆல்சோ இஸ் டு பி சேஞ்ச் ஆக்சுவலி. சமதர்ஷனஹ அப்பி அசமஹ, தட் இஸ் அ போயட்டிக் எக்ஸ்பிரஷன். வாட் இட் சேஸ் இஸ் ஹீ சீஸ் சமத்துவம், ஈக்வனிமிட்டி எவ்ரிவேர், பிகாஸ் ஹீ இஸ் சர்வத்திர ஆத்மதிருஷ்டா. The one who sees Chaitanyam everywhere, he is not carried away by anatma. It is like when you see the different nama rupas of a bangle. All these examples we have seen in detail earlier. When you see different nama rupas of a bangle, chain, ring and all, you have got vishama darshanam, because namas are different, rupas are different, functions are different. But if I go beyond the nama rupa and karma, and if I have only swarna drishti, I see only gold behind all of them, then it is called sarvatra samadarshanam. Similarly, if I look at your anatma, I see only vishamatvam everywhere. But if I am aware of the fact that you are essentially atma, then vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavi hastini sunichaiva swapakecha panditaha samadarshinah. Gitacharya said already in the chapter. So this, that Gita Vakyam, that sentence, that has to be that Gita Sloka, that is in Acharya's mind when he writes this Sloka. And Samadarshanatvam, equality everywhere. At the same time, he is Asamaha. He is unequaled person. He sees equanimity everywhere, but he is unequaled. He is a person without any parallel. He is matchless. So it's a poetic expression. He sees samatvam, but he is not equal to any people at all the people. He is superior to all people. So we always, there's an expression, you know, some people are more equal than the others. So this is something similar to that. Shloka 544. Api kurvanna kurvanaha chabokta palabhogyapi sharirya shariryesha பரிச்சின்னோபி சர்வகம். ஸோ எவ்ரி பர்சன், வெதர் இஸ் அ ஜானி ஆர் அஜானி, ஹேஸ் காட் டூ பர்சனாலிட்டி விச் வி ஹவ் சீன் பிஃபோர். ஆக்சுவலி ஐ எம் ஜஸ்ட் ஓன்லி ரெஃப்ரெஷிங் ஃபியூ ஆஃப் த திங்ஸ் விச் வி ஹவ் சீன் இயர்லியர், ஜஸ்ட் ஃபார் த சேக் ஆஃப் கண்டினியூட்டி ஹியர் இன் திஸ் கான்டெக்ஸ்ட். ஸோ எவ்ரி பர்சன் இஃப் யூ டேக், one is the atma aspect, atma amshaha, and the other one is the ahankara amshaha for every individual. And atma amshaha means what? The pure consciousness which pervades everywhere and which pervades this body mind complex also. So that consciousness is called atma kashaha. Then what is ahankara? The body mind complex which enjoys borrowed consciousness called the Pratibimba Chaitanyam or Chidabhasaha. So that mixture of body and borrowed consciousness, that is called Ahankara. That is the enlivened body-mind complex is called Ahankara. So we have talked about the original consciousness, the reflecting medium, reflected consciousness, all those things we have talked about, I hope you remember. So what is the reflecting medium? The body-mind complex is the reflecting medium, and the reflection is called reflected consciousness. So, reflecting medium plus reflected consciousness is equal to Ahankara, the ego. And original consciousness is Atma. And everybody is a mixture of both of them. And this Atma and Ahankara have got diagonally opposite nature. Just only refresh, I am going through all these because it will help us in the understanding of the shloka. Atma is all-pervading, whereas Ahankara is limited. Atma is changeless, Ahankara is subject to change. Atma is akarta abhokta, Ahankara is karta bhokta. Atma is ever asamsari, Ahankara is ever samsari. Atma has no karma phalam, Ahankara has Sanchita, Agami, Prarabdha, all those karma palas. Suppose we ask a question, whether Jnani is an Akarta or Abhokta, what will be the answer? We will ask back the question, whether you mean the Ahankara aspect or Atma aspect. From the Ahankara angle, Jnani also is active because Ahankara cannot keep quiet. But the difference is, even though Ahankara continues the activity, Jnani has wound up the Atma as his real nature. He looks upon Ahankara as an incidental dress only. Sureshwaracharya, he says, Ahankara is a temporary coat that you put on, temporary dress that you put on. Ahankara, Ahankara Kanchukam. Ahankara is like a coat. In Jagradavastha, we put on Ahankara and work. In Swapnavastha, we put on Ahankara and work. In Sushupti Avastha, Ahankara is set aside. Karta Bhokta is absent. So Jnani knows, I am the Atma. He allows the Ahankara to function. That is the difference. In and through the activities of Ahankara, he knows, I am actionless. In Bhagavad Gita, we have seen this. Naiva kinchit karomiti yukto manyeta tattvavite. Pashyan, shrinvan, sprishan, jigran, ashnan, gachan, swapan, swashan. All those shlokas we know. So, all jobs are going on. But he knows, I am akarta. That idea is brought in here. Kurvan api akurvanaha. The ahankara amsha, the aspect of a jnani is active. Kurvan api. And what type of activity? Lokasangraham. Lokasangraham karma karoti. So, he will do. If Shankaracharya wrote a commentary, or if Shankaracharya wrote Viveka Chudamani, Ahankara wrote or Atma wrote, Atma cannot do anything. He allows the Ahankara to do karma. But he remembers, Aham Akarta Asmi. So, Kurvan Api Akurvanaha. So doing, he doesn't do. And pala boga bogi api. When action is done, the karma palam is bound to come. One cannot escape. Because every karma will produce the result. Society either admires you or they may criticize you also. Even now we admire Shankaracharya, we do puja to him. All those glories what? Pala bogaha. Not only he enjoys the glory for his activity, every jnani has got prarabdha bhoga for the karmas that he has done before attaining jnanam. He has to enjoy all those palam. So, ajnana kalepi, purva ananta janmasu, so many previous janmas, yet yet karma kritam, all of them in the form of prarabdha, which gives sukham and dukham. This is all those. So he continues to enjoy palabogi, bhokta. So kurvan means what? Karta. Kurvan api akurvanaha. That means karta api akarta bhavati. Palabogi api means, palabogi api means bhokta api abhokta bhavati. And how is it possible? Ahankara drishtya, he will continue to be the bhogaha. Bhogi he will. Even a jnani cannot escape. Avashyam anubhoktavyam kritam karma shubhashubham nabuktam kshiyate karma kalpakoti satairapi. One can never escape from prarabdha because kalpakoti satairapi, whatever one has done, one has to suffer or enjoy. What happens for a jnani? Even while suffering or enjoying prarabdha, he says, I do not suffer. It is the ahankara. I am the Atma. Therefore, palabhogi means prarabdha palabhokta api abhokta bhavati. And that alone is known as abhibhavaha. Actually, we used this terminology earlier. When the sun rises, the star continues to exist, but they are overshadowed. Similarly, when you bring out a change in your attitude, born out of this knowledge, arrival of the new Vedantic knowledge, new Vedantic sun, when that rises, then the physical, family, economic sufferings, they all will continue to exist, but they are all like stars, as good as non-existent when the sun rises. They are overshadowed. Similarly, shariri api ఏషః అశరీరీ. దిస్ జ్ఞాని కంటిన్యూస్ టు బి ఎ శరీరీ, ఎండోడ్ విత్ అ బాడీ, ఎండోడ్ విత్ శరీరం, ఇస్ కాల్డ్ శరీరీ. అండ్ వై ద బాడీ కంటిన్యూస్? బికాస్ ప్రారబ్ధం ఈస్ నాట్ ఎగ్జాస్టెడ్. అండ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ అలోన్ హీ ఈస్ ఎ జీవన్ముక్త. సపోజ్ ద ప్రారబ్ధం గోస్ అవే ద మోమెంట్ యూ గెట్ జ్ఞానం, హైపోథెటికల్ అస్యూమ్, ద మోమెంట్ ఎ పర్సన్ గెట్స్ జ్ఞానం, ప్రారబ్ధం గోస్ అవే, వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపన్? యాక్చువల్లీ స్వామీజీ వెరీ జోకులర్లీ సేస్ హియర్, ఆల్ దోస్ పీపుల్ హూ హ్యావ్ కమ్ టు ద క్లాస్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, అండ్ సపోజ్ ఎవ్రీబడి అండర్స్టాండ్స్ వాట్ ఈస్ థాట్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ గెట్స్ జ్ఞానం, వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపన్? వన్ బై వన్ ప్రారబ్ధ ఆఫ్ ఈచ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ విల్ గెట్ ఎగ్జాస్టెడ్ ఇన్స్టంటేనియస్లీ అండ్ ఎవరి వన్ విల్ డ్రాప్ ద బాడీ ఇన్ ద క్లాస్. టీచర్ విల్ టీచర్ ఆల్సో విల్ నాట్ బి దేర్ దట్ టైమ్. సో దట్స్ డిఫరెంట్ థింగ్. సో దట్ ఫోర్ ప్రారబ్ధ ఈస్ నాట్ డిస్ట్రాయిడ్ బై జ్ఞానం అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ బ్లెస్సింగ్. అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ఏ జ్ఞాని క్యాన్ సర్వైవ్ ఫార్ సమ్ టైమ్ విత్ ద బాడీ. A Jeevan Mukta is possible. Such Jeevan Muktas alone can serve as real gurus. And therefore, Jnani continues and therefore body continues. But even though the body continues because of Prarabdha, Jnani has no Abhimana for the body. He has got a functional Abhimana which is required to perform life's duties. But he is not obsessed with the body. He does not spend a long time worrying about the body, its sickness, old age, how long will I survive, none of those things. Or who will take care of it in my old age? That is called obsession. Obsession is born out of, you know, tivra abhimana. For doing the duties, you do not require obsession because doing the duty. Like for example, brushing the teeth, one doesn't have to be obsessed. You do not require strong deha abhimana to brush your teeth. Therefore, we require only mild dehabhimana for working. Strong dehabhimana causes samsara. Jnani has no tivra abhimana in the form of obsession. They call, Swamiji call, this is megalomania, they say. That's not there. Therefore, he is as good as bodiless, even though he is endowed with a body. He is not literally bodiless, but he is as good as ashariraha. Even though endowed with the body, he is as good as bodiless. That is ashariraha. Parichinnaha api sarvagaha. If I have got a strong dehabhimana, then the sense of limitation also will be strong. Because limitation is the property of the body. Both, you know, spatial limitation as well as time-wise limitation, which includes mortality, time-wise limitation. Therefore, stronger the dehabhimana, stronger the obsession with mortality, fear of death. So in the case of a jnani, even though bodily he is limited, since he does not have deha abhimana, he does not feel the limitation of the body. He does not claim the limitations of the body. So dharmi adhyasaha api na, dharmi adhyasaha api nasti, sharira dharma adhyasaha api nasti. Therefore, parichinnaha api, though bodily limited, parichinnaha api sarvagaha, he is all-pervading atma. No shloka can do. Shloka 545. Ashariram sadasantam imam brahmavidam kvachit priya priyena sprishataha tathaiva chashubha shubhe. Here Shankaracharya hints at a technical discussion based on the Chandogya Upanishad mantra. He briefly discusses actually this one in the Brahma Sutra Bhashya that we will just only briefly mention here. Upanishad points out that the Sharira Sambandha is the cause of samsara and therefore the cause of moksha is Sharira Sambandha Tyagaha. So, association with the body is samsara, dissociation from the body is moksha. And technically, this is presented as a asharirathahi moksha in the Chandogya section. So, this occurs in the Chandogya Upanishad. Shankaracharya writes the Brahma Sutra Bhashya. So, ashariram vavasantam na priya priye sprishataha நகவை சசரீரஸ்ய சதகா பிரியா பிரியயோகோ அப்பகதி ரஸ்தி. ஸோ இன் சாந்தோகம் 8th சாப்டர் ஹீ சேஸ், வாட் டஸ் ஹீ சே, அசோசியேஷன் வித் த பாடி இஸ் த காஸ் ஆஃப் சம்சாரா, டிசோசியேஷன் ஃப்ரம் த பாடி இஸ் தி காஸ் ஆஃப் மோக்ஷா. நவ் வி ஹவ் டு அனலைஸ் திஸ் ஈவன் தோ இட் இஸ் ஜஸ்ட் செட். Shankaracharya, he quotes this in the Brahmasutra Bhashya. And he himself raises a question, if association with the body is cause of samsara, how can there be Jeevan Mukti? Because a Jeevan Mukta continues to have the body, he gets rid of the body only at the time of Videha Mukti, and therefore the objection he points out is, Jeevan Mukti is never possible. Is never possible. Because those philosophers, they do not accept Jeevan Mukti at all. They say, as long as bodily connection is there, samsara will be there. Therefore, only when a person dies and drops the body, after that only moksha. For example, Dvaitam, Visishtadvaitam, they do not accept Jeevan Muktaha. All these philosophies, they say that you have to get out of the body and then only moksha one can attain. And they also quote the same Chandogya Upanishad mantra, as long as association with the body is there, so long as samsara will be there. So how to solve this problem? Shankaracharya, he gives the answer. There is no question of dissociation from the body at all. Such a question does not exist. One has to be very careful in understanding these sections. So there is no question of dissociation from the body at all. Such a question does not exist because Atma can never have association with the body. These are all fundamentals of Vedantic teaching. Atma can never have an association with anything, let alone body. Merely describe Atma's asangaha, Atma is relationless, connectionless. So, just as the space is all-pervading, but the space cannot get connected to or associated with anything in space. So, Atma does not have Sharira Sambandha any time, whether it is while living or after death. Tasmat asangatvat. Then comes the next question. If Atma does not have association with the body, can Atma have dissociation? Yatra sambandha nasti, there is no question of dissociation also. So, atma vishaye, sharira sambandha api, sharira sambandha tyagaha api, na bhavati. Both cannot happen. Therefore, Shankaracharya points out that atma is nitya ashariraha atma. Atma is nitya sharira sambandha rahitaha atma. So, this is a very big discussion. Then comes the next question, if Atma does not have Sarira Sambandha at any time, then why should the Upanishads define Samsara as Sarira Sambandha? You know how the analysis goes? Upanishad describes Samsara as Sarira Sambandha. There is no question of Sarira Sambandha at all. Then how come Chandogya Upanishad defines Samsara as Sarira Sambandha and Moksha as Sarira Sambandha Tyaga? If Sharira Sambandha is not possible to Atma. So Shankaracharya, he answers, very important. These are all actually fundamental topics of Vedanta. Sharira Sambandha is never possible, but there is the possibility of the notion that I am associated with the body. You know, that is the fundamental difference. Sharira Sambandha actually is not possible, but there can be a notional Sambandha due to something else. An impossible sambandha can be made because of ignorance. One can conclude wrongly that there is sharira sambandha. It is like what? The rope snake example. A rope which can never be a snake at any time. Because of ignorance, we can produce a snake out of rope. Similarly, a non-existent sambandha is created because of sheer ignorance. Therefore, Sharira Sambandha is an intellectual problem. It is a notion because of which I say I have a body and then I am born on such and such a date. And therefore, Sharira Sambandha exists in what form? In the form of Bhranti Vritti. ಭ್ರಾಂತಿ ವೃತ್ತಿ ಶರೀರ ಸಂಬಂಧ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ನೋಷನಲ್ ಶರೀರ ಸಂಬಂಧ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸಂಸಾರ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋಷನಲ್ ಶರೀರ ಸಂಬಂಧ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸಂಸಾರ. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಚುವಲ್ ಶರೀರ ಸಂಬಂಧ ಬಟ್ ನೋಷನಲ್ ಶರೀರ ಸಂಬಂಧ. ದೆನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷ? ಶರೀರ ಸಂಬಂಧ ತ್ಯಾಗ. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನೆವರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಔಟ್ಸೈಡ್ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಸಂಬಂಧಂ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದೇರ್. ದೆನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಕ್ವಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಂಬಂಧ ತ್ಯಾಗ? ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಬಿ ದೇರ್. ಸೊ ಡ್ರಾಪಿಂಗ್ ದ ನೋಷನ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ರಿಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಟು ದ ಬಾಡಿ ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷ. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೈ ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್. ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ವೇದಾಂತ ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅನ್ ಈವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ಯೂಚರ್. ಐ ನೆವರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ಶಿಪ್ ವಿತ್ ಬಾಡಿ. ಐ ನೆವರ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ಶಿಪ್ ವಿತ್ ಬಾಡಿ. ಐ ವಿಲ್ ನೆವರ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ಶಿಪ್ ವಿತ್ ಬಾಡಿ. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ ದ ಸ್ಕ್ರೀನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಮೂವಿ. ಇನ್ ದ ಸ್ಕ್ರೀನ್ ದ ಮೂವಿ ಈಸ್ ನೆವರ್ ರಿಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಟು ದಿ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಮಿಯರ್ ಶ್ಯಾಡೋಸ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಸ್ಕ್ರೀನ್. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್ ಈಸ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ಸಂಬಂಧರಹಿತ ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ಸಂಬಂಧರಹಿತ. ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಗೌಡಪಾದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಇನ್ ಮಾಂಡೂಕ್ಯ ಕಾರಿಕ ಹಿ ಯೂಸಸ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಅಸ್ಪರ್ಶಯೋಗ. ಅಸ್ಪರ್ಶಯೋಗ ಅನ್ಟಚಬಿಲಿಟಿ ಯೋಗ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ ಅಸ್ಪರ್ಶಂ. ಅಂಡ್ ಈ ಸೇಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ಟಚಬಲ್. ಅನ್ಟಚಬಲ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ನಾಟ್ ದಿ ಅದರ್ ಅನ್ಟಚಬಲ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಕಾಮನ್ಲಿ ಯೂಸ್. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ವೇದಾಂತಿಕ್ ಅನ್ಟಚಬಲ್. ಯು ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟಚ್ಡ್, ಯು ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪೊಲ್ಯೂಟೆಡ್, ಯು ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಫೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್. ಶರೀರ ಸ್ಪರ್ಶ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದೇರ್. ಪುಣ್ಯ ಪಾಪ ಸ್ಪರ್ಶ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದೇರ್. ನ ಪುಣ್ಯಂ ನ ಪಾಪಂ ನ ಸೌಖ್ಯಂ ನ ದುಃಖಂ ನ ಮಂತ್ರೋ ನ ತೀರ್ಥಂ ನ ವೇದ ನ ಯಜ್ಞ. Therefore, what is moksha? Knowing that I am ever sambandha rahitaha is moksha. So therefore, when will I become ashariri? I never will become ashariri because I am always ashariraha. But still, I will become within quotes. I will become ashariraha the moment I know that I am always ashariraha. That is a contradiction in that I will become ashariraha when I know that I am always ashariraha. Because jnana prapti samaye, you understand that. This is a beautiful discussion. And so jivan mukti, videha mukti, they are all different forms from the worldly angle only. From jnani's angle, he is a nitya videha muktaha. He doesn't have to only die to go to moksha. The jnani's angle, he is nitya videha. That is why janaka is called videha. So, when do I become videha? Even now I am deha sambandha rahitaha only. And that is beautifully pointed out in this portion. Sada ashariram santam. Jnani is ever bodiless. That is why a rishi is called atri. Atri, bruhu, kutsa, vasishta, gautama, kashyapa, angirasa, rishaiha. That atri maharishi. Na vidyate trihi. So, trihi means trini sharirani, yes, for the person who doesn't have the three shariras, the one who does not have the three bodies at any time, that every jnani is an atri only. And when you become atri, then you get married to whom? When the jnani is atri, he gets married to whom? Anasuya. Till jnanam, everybody will have asuya. Only when you become an atri, you will be totally free from asuya. So it's a very beautiful usage. So atri and anusuya, anasuya. Anywhere. So asharira sada santam imam. This jnani who is brahmavidam. Brahmavidam means who is brahmavid. Priya priye nas prishtataha. It's ever unaffected, it's ever affected, never affected by favorable or unfavorable. Priya or apriya situations. Because they can affect only the body. He is not identified with the body. In the body, prarabdha will have effect. So, prarabdhaya samapitam swapuhu. So, he, as long as the body continues, he just leads the life. But the moment jnanam comes, he, at that moment itself, he is muktaha. Jivan muktaha, videha muktaha, all right then. So that is the status of this jnani. We'll stop here and we'll continue in the next webinar. ಯೋ ವೇದಾದೌ ಸ್ವರ ಪ್ರೋಕ್ತೋ ವೇದಾಂತೇ ಚ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಿತಃ ತಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿಲೀನಸ್ಯ ಯಪರಸ್ಸ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರಃ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಾರ್ಪಣಮಸ್ತು ನಾರಾಯಣ.